Entufada Kanbar is an engineer by training, an Iraqi expatriate, a veteran of the Iraqi army and of Iraqi prisons. When I remarked that his name Entufada sounds like the Intifada, the Arabic word for an uprising, he said that's because he was named for one, an uprising in 1959 in Iraq that his father commemorated with his son's name. Mr. Kanbar is the Washington representative of the Iraqi National Congress, a big expatriate group which has both admirers and detractors in Washington. The INC has not been able to topple Saddam Hussein, despite several years of American support. But the group is adamant that Iraq, with an educated, mostly urban population, can be held together post-Saddam in a democratic federal system. Mr. Kanbar says that to launch such a system, Iraq would need U.S. forces based in the country, but not a U.S. military governor running it.
That's not what we want. What we want is a war for Iraq, not a war against Iraq. We should not make this war between America and Iraq. The United States has a great opportunity to help Iraqis to liberate themselves. Iraqis are well-informed intellectuals. They know how to use weapons. They could be trained to create a liberation army which can occupy and or expel the occupiers, Saddam's family occupying those cities in Iraq, and establish a democratic regime. Before that, we can have a transitional government and a referendum for a constitution, then naturally an election process.
Let's say for a moment right now that I am a State Department official or a White House official, and I'm trying to figure out what role your group, the Iraqi National Congress, should play in the post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. You've made very good points as to why you represent a democratic future for the country, but here are the skeptical points. I say, by your own version, Iraqi democracy of the beginning of the century was undone by the strength of the military. If I'm a realist, maybe I should make sure that the military is on the right side of things this time and that they are inside the tent rather than outside the tent. So perhaps I should look more at this other group, which consists of a lot of dissident Iraqi officers, and not make the same mistake of installing your government or your system, which may be inherently weak for lack of being drawn from the military. What do you say to me on that score?
I say that the U.S. should not treat the Iraqi army as a political faction in Iraq. The Iraqi army should be included, and you can easily make the Iraqi army switch side and fight on the side of the liberators rather than fight on the side of Saddam. But at the same time, don't look at Iraqi generals as potential leaders of Iraq. The message is nobody becomes president of Iraq but a person who is democratically elected.
The other question I have for you in my role here as the skeptical U.S. official is, look, it's been 10 years. I mean, we've been dealing with the Iraqi National Congress for 10 years. And during that time, we just didn't see the uprising. We didn't see the domestic opposition courageous enough in Iraq to do something to undermine Saddam Hussein's regime.
This is really overlooking the facts. In 1995, the Iraqi National Congress was able to launch a very successful attack on the Iraqi army and captured thousands of Iraqi army officers and soldiers, some of it without fighting. Unfortunately, the U.S. backed up. The U.S., Tony Lake, sent a telegram to us telling us you are on your own only a few hours before the attack, which was supposed to happen, and the U.S. knows about it. The second thing, 96, Saddam invaded Kurdistan. This is another a show of power, of struggle between the Iraqi National Congress and Saddam. And since then, we have not received any funding or any help from the U.S. that is sufficient to put us in place to fight Saddam, unless we start to receive help from the U.S. at last year of Clinton administration and with the Bush administration.
You and all of your colleagues in the Iraqi National Congress, and in fact in the other Iraqi groups, are in the odd situation of saying, America, please come and make a war against Iraq right now. Attack.
America, please come and help us to liberate our country. We cannot do it by ourselves, and nobody can help us but America.
You were in prison in Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
Yes.
What was that like?
Hell. It's a small cell with 20 people naked, extremely malnutritioned, and about to die.
Brutalized?
Brutalized, violated. I remember I saw one person who told me, I asked him how long you've been here. He said, I think 4 years.
He'd lost track of
how long. He lost track, and he never saw the sun in 4 years.
And what was it you had done to land you in prison?
Gather with friends of mine and making jokes about Saddam. That was enough for me and my brother to be imprisoned, all my friends and my brother's friends, and execute seven.
Was it a good joke, at least, about Saddam Hussein that landed you in prison for that time?
It was a funny joke, actually.
Do you ever see people who were in prison with you during that time?
After that, no. I was transferred quickly, and the two people who were with me, they were both executed.
Both executed.
Both executed, and this is something I will never forget.
Did you know that you would not be executed when you were in prison?
No, I didn't. I thought I would be executed for sure. I was extremely shocked when they released me.
You had no idea what the extent of your sentence really would be in reality.
The impression that you get the first day you arrive, the minute they arrest you in the car, that you will be executed. They tell you, we are going to take you to be executed. And the word execution becomes the daily soup of every morning.
Do you remember the people who guarded you when you were in prison?
Absolutely.
Do you think they're capable of being law-abiding civilians in a post-Ba'athist Iraq, or are they war criminals in your mind?
Some of them, yes. Some of them were, the criminality is deep-rooted inside them, I remember well. Some of them, I can feel they had not much choice. Some of them risked their lives to help me, and some of them were beating me for absolutely no reason.
It's a very effective argument for people in the Iraqi National Congress and other Iraqi expatriates and opposition figures to liken Iraq to Nazi Germany, since it's sort of the baseline in the U.S. for how bad is a regime that even if it's not about to attack you tomorrow, should you go and attack it? Is it a fair comparison, really?
To be accurate, I think Iraq is a mix of Nazi, Hitler, and Stalin. I think a lot of aspects of the modern state used to kill its own country, scientific achievements to be used for horror and evil, this is very much like Hitler. The Nazi party is very much similar to the Ba'ath party, or the Ba'ath party similar to the Nazi party. But the role of the Ba'ath party in penetrating every house, the totalitarian regime of Saddam's regime, probably coincides more with Stalin.
With Stalinism.
Yes.
You mean so that indeed, if somebody in Baghdad were having conversations saying, look, this guy's a thug and a dictator and I hate him and hope they overthrow him, word would get back eventually to someone if he had that.
Look what happened to me. We're having a joke in my house with a bunch of friends. Seven of us were executed. My brother was tortured for a year and I was lucky to get out in 2 months. This is a country where you should expect somebody is watching you, even if you are in your bathroom or your bedroom.
Intifada Kanbar, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Intifada Kanbar is Washington representative of the Iraqi National Congress, one of the leading Iraqi opposition groups.